So this week's parsha, we spoke about the mitzvah of Mila. So Avraham Avinu was mitzvah to do Mila. And from this week's parsha, we also learned out that you have to give your son a bris Mila. So I want to talk about the inyan of Mila, whether Mila is a mitzvah seish as mine grandma. So really this starts off in the Gemara in Kedushin. Dav Chav Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara in Kedushin says, the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah haben ala av, anoshim chayavim v'noshim p'tureis. So men are chayiv and women are patur. Any mitzvah that the father has to do to the son, men are chayiv and women are patur. The Gemara says, which mitzvahs are these? So the Gemara says, Ha'av chayiv b'mnoi l'moiloi, to give him bris mila, l'vdoisai, to be paid to him if he gets captured, l'amdei taira, teach him taira, l'asiyah isha, to get him married, l'amdei umnes, also to teach him a trade. And this is the Gemara, it says, V'yeshayim r'm'av sh'l'hashite b'mayim, also to teach him how to swim. The famous Gemara here. And then this, I just have to say this line because Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, this is famous also. Kol she'ena milamnes b'nai umnes milamde lisnes. If you don't teach your son a trade, then you're teaching him how to steal, basically.
He clearly went to YU.
So
one second. Is this, if the father doesn't do this, then the mother has to, or the mother?
No, so this is just the chiyuvim that the father has to do, the Gemara says. So the Mishnah said that women do not have to do these chiyuvim.
Why are we trying to figure out if it's a mitzvah?
Well, I mean, basically, it's gonna determine whether the woman's gonna be mechuyev to give her son a bris mila. If it's a mitzvah seish as non-groma, then it makes sense that a woman should be mechuyev to do it. If it's not
a mitzvah seish on the kid itself, necessarily.
Yeah. So exactly,
there is no mother. There is no mother. Still, a chiyev for the kid to have.
Right. There's a chiyev for. Right. There's certainly a chiyev to get that kid mal in some way, but there also is a special chiyev. Seems like on the father.
Okay.
To give the son a bris mila. So the Gemara asks the question, Ihi minolan deloy mechaiva. So how do we know
start over.
That...
You missed about 90 seconds. The elevator version of it.
Okay, so how do we know? So basically we're just talking about bris mila, whether it's a mitzvah seish as man grama or not. And we start off with the Mishnah here that said that the father's mechaiv to give his son a bris mila, but not the mother. And the Gemara is about to ask, Gemara says, Ihi menalan deloy mechayiv. This is the first white line of Chavtes Amad Aleph in Kiddushin. How do we know that she is not mechayiv to give her son a bris mila? So the pasuk says kasher tiva isoy elikim. This is the pasuk in Parshas Vayera that is talking about when Avraham Avinu gave Yitzchak a bris mila. So yeah, he gave Yitzchak a bris mila kasher tiva isoy elikim, like Hashem commanded him. So the Gemara makes it a miyit isoy veloy isa. Hashem was mitzvah him, Avram, and not Isa, Menu. So we see from here that women are not mechuyev to give their sons a bris mila. Frek Taisfus, what do we need a pasuk for? Chayra mila is a mitzvah seishas man groma. So what do you need a pasuk to be mamayit that the mother does not have to give her son a bris mila? It's pashit. Because it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. Why? Because a bris mila can only happen on the eighth day. The first 7 days it can't happen. So it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, kipshutai. So Taisvah says, a big chiddush. Taisvah says that you're right, the first day, 7 days she's pater. But since, once the chiyuv starts, it doesn't come off, there's no hefsik, so that's not considered a mitzvah seishas man groma. Mitzvah seishas man groma is not that you're not mechuyev until a certain point, and then after that time you're mechuyev forever. It's only if you're consistently going to have a time constraint. But Mila, once the eighth day hits, he's going to be mechuyev forever. So therefore it's not considered a mitzvah seish as man groma. Frak Taisfis, but wait a minute. We know Mila can only be done during the day. Right? Can't be done at night. So since it can only be done by day, it's weiter, mitzvah seish shalei as man groma. So Taisfis answers, it must be that this Gemara is going like the Manda Amar, that he holds that Mila is Ben Bayim Malayla. But, okay, so we see that according to the other Manda Amar. So, yeah, so what do we see? We see that according to Taisus' way of understanding, if you hold like the Manda Amar that holds that Mila is Nayhig after 8 days, once you miss it, can you do it at night? So if you hold that you can't do it at night, then we don't need a pasuk to be Mamayit that women are not mechuyev to give the sons bris mila because it's a mitzvah haseish as man grum.
The next day, no.
What?
The The next day the chiyuv is back.
The next day the chiyuv is back. The ninth day, the tenth day, the 11th day. But since at night,
because it's day every day, it only comes and leaves,
and not at night, right? Once you find a zman patur that consistently comes up according to Tosfos, that's going to be considered.
So you think if we hold tak of the wheel is only the yom, then you wouldn't need.
According to the Madama that holds that Mila is only Noyig B'yayim even after you miss 8 days. So then it's a mitzvah seish as man groma. Once it's a mitzvah seish as man groma, you don't need a pasuk. So this Gemara can only be going like the Madama that holds that Mila is Noyig B'yayim and Belaila if it's Shaloi B'zman. Okay? So I have a kasha on Tais. Chayra, what happened? The Gemara later on in the Daflam Adal, it says that It talks about which mitzvahs are mitzvah seishas man groma. And the Gemara goes to sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, tefillin. And why is tefillin a mitzvah seishas man groma? Because Shabbos and Yontif, you don't have to wear tefillin. Right? Shabbos and Yontif don't have to wear tefillin. So if on Shabbos and Yontif you don't have to wear tefillin, I mean, this is going like even the mandama that holds that tefillin, you can be mechuyev at night. That's the seven machleks. But even like the mandama that holds that tefillin is mechuyev at night, Shabbos and Yontif, you're potter. And that's what Tosfos himself speaks out. So, but we also know that a mila shaloi bizmana cannot be done on Shabbos and Yontif. So, what happened to Shabbos and Yontif? Tosfos discussed the first 7 days.
You're not putter, it's just you can't do it.
It's not,
without getting involved in the whole sugya of Asid Echaloisa, say, but Kipchutai Beni is right. And what the pshat is like this is that by tefillin, the reason why you don't have to do tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif is because you need two isis. Mm-hmm. A person always has to walk around with two isis. So tefillin and bris milah. On Shabbos, you have bris milah, but Shabbos itself and Yontif itself is an ois. So you don't need tefillin. There's no chiv tefillin. But by milah, it's not the pshat that on Shabbos and Yontif there's no chiv to do milah. There is a chiv, but you can't do it because there's a ois to say on Yontif that you can't do it. Yeah, so that's and the chiv is still there. So that's why Tosfos doesn't talk about it. That's the chayr of the pashat pshat. The Turi Evans has a different tarus to Tosfos Kasha. Okay, again, Tosfos Kasha is, what do you need a pasuk for to teach me that the woman is potter from giving her son a bris milah, l'chaira, it's a mitzvah aseish as man grama. Okay? Because two reasons. First of all, the first 7 days. And second of all, it's naig, only be yayim and not belayla. So Zog the Turi Yevon like this. He says, as long as the chiv continually comes up, you can have as many afsekim as you want. You can have afsekim all the time. But as long as that chiv is still going to come back and hit you in the face and keep coming back and keep coming back, that's not called a mitzvah seishas man groma. A mitzvah seishas man groma is only when there's a specific time that is, and it's not going to come back after that.
So tefillin.
That's it. It's not going to come back. Oh, so Frecht Yaakov Brown, right? What about tefillin and tzitzis? Tefillin and tzitzis. Every night that if you hold that at night, you're potter from tefillin, but the next day you're chayv again. So according to the Turi Evan, you're going to mess up all mitzvah seishas man groma. All mitzvah seishas man groma are basically going to turn into. Oh. So again, so Benin Mechavin Teroi Tars again. So this is really what the Stipler speaks out also, is that tefillin and tzitzis is a new chiv every day. The reason why I have to put on tefillin on Monday, if I miss Sunday, let's say I miss Sunday tefillin. So now comes Monday. Why do I have to put on tefillin? Because I miss Sunday? No, I have to put on tefillin because every day is a new chiv to put on tefillin. But by bris milah, the reason why you have to do a bris milah on the 9th and 10th and 11th and 12th day is because you missed
the initial chiv.
Yeah, the initial chiv is still there. So that's how we get out of that for the Turi Evan. So those are two terutzim.
Since the initial chiv is still there, so then it's not.
Since the initial chiv is still there, so that's the Turi Evan's chiddush. That if the initial chiv is always there, even if you have hefsekim, night and Shabbos and Yontif and whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You can have as many hefsekim as you want. The point is that the chiv, that initial chiv, keeps coming back and keeps. You can't get rid of it. So since the initial chiv keeps coming back,
it's not
considered as man groma. Yeah. So that's fine. So that's the Turi Evan. That's why the Turi Evan's good. Now, Lafida's Turi Evan, this Gemara could be going like both Mandamim. You're not limited. Like Tosfos, it's a little schwer because you only can learn this like the Mandamim that holds the mitzvahs, that Mila's only Naig, right? The Naig B'yayim and Belayla after the 8th day. But according to this Turi Evan, it can be going like both mandam. Even if it's not night at night, that's fine. It doesn't bother me because as long as the chiv is going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, so then there's it's going to be considered.
Quickly, I vaguely remember another shot that in places that even though the same idea, even though you can only do the mitzvah during the day of milah, but but there still is a chiyuv there at night. You just pump can't
bavah. Okay, this is like a Shabbos and Yontif type of svar. Like the same
idea. Like
Shabbos
and Yontif. Therefore, also, even though you'll.
It could be. Now, there's got another pshat here, which is a beautiful pshat. There's got another pshat that. Which is what we hear all the time by Bris Mila. You know, we hear this Torah all the time that that there's two parts to every Bris Mila, right? This is I think this is the Ma'arit. There's two parts to every Bris Mila. There's the Ma'isa Mila, which is the chiyuv to do the Ma'isa Mila. Then there's also that you have to make sure that the kid's mal. So that chiyuv that you have to make sure the kid's mal, that's follows you forever. Even at night you have that chiyuv. Just there's something stop you can't do the Ma'isa Mila. The mitzvah for the ma'isa mila to be done, that's only by day and by certain times. But the other chiyuv, this is a famous Beis HaLevi, this is what we hear a lot by Bris Tayer.
If you're born with a Bris
Mila. Where
do you
say
this? Well, yeah.
The famous Beis HaLevi was where? Gabi, which mitzvah?
Gabi Mila, that he learns out that there's two things. It really is a good point on this ma'arit. That there's two parts of the mitzvah. There's the ma'isa mila, and then there's also making sure that your kid is mal. The making sure that your kid is mal, that you have to make sure that follows you forever, night, day, whatever. You just can't do the ma'isa mila.
Which part are we talking about? We're talking about making sure your kid's mal here.
Right, exactly. So once you're talking about the kid's mal there, so that chiyuv will follow you forever. That's not considered mitzvah as man grum, because that follows you every single second of the day.
That's why there'd be a question in the first place, huh? Whether or not.
Well, that is not mitzvah. Exactly. So now once it's not a mitzvah as man grum, so you need a pasuk, yeah?
That's an independent mitzvah, or that's a part of mela? If you look at Menchas Chanukah, is it a separate number? Or is it bris mela?
I would probably be included in Bris Mila, but I mean, I didn't look up the base label, but I think that he learns out there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's two parts to the mitzvah, so that part of the mitzvah won't be considered a mitzvah such as man grama. Okay, so so far we have three terutz in the Taisvis Kasha. We have Taisvis, we have the Turiyevin, and we have the Ma'arit. Okay, now we'll get to the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramban. Ran, the Ritva, and the Ramban say different terutz. They say like this. They say that the only time that a mitzvah aseh shezman grama is going to pater an isha from doing it is only if it's a chiyuv for something for her to do to her guf. Okay, tefillin, tzitzis. She has to wear tzitzis, she has to wear tefillin, she has to put herself in the sukkah, you know.
To her guf, with her guf.
Right, so lulav and esrog is she has to do it, she has to do it. Right, but she has to do it. Her guf has to do it.
That's why I asked you, to her guf or with her guf.
Right, so... It's something that
with her goof.
Yeah. Something that she has to do with her goof physically.
Well, when she does a bris mila, she's doing it with her
goof. So he says that like this. He says that bris mila is not something that she has to do to her goof or really with her goof. She just has to make sure that the kid gets mal.
She can do it with her shliach.
That's how Pnei Yeshua God speaks it out. Pnei Yeshua says that anything that she can do with her shliach. That's not considered that you're not going to get a tour. Mitzvah says it's not grama. But the Ran and the Ritva, they're not marach as much as Pnei Yeshua. They just say a mitzvah that she is. So really, the shaila is on this. Okay, so mitzvah that she has to do on her guf or with her guf that she's involved very heavily. So then the mitzvah says it's not grama is going to pater. But here, this mitzvah is something that she has to do to a kid. That's since it's separate from her guf, she doesn't have to shake the lulav. She just has to make sure.
Is there a mitzvah? That you can do that's a mitzvah shesman grama, a mitzvah say shesman grama that you don't do with your goof.
So for example, let's say shvius. Shvius is you have to. Yeah, shvius is only laying on shmita, right? So you can't work your field.
But that's you.
That's a license.
But you're not. It's not something that you're doing. It's something that you're not doing. You know. But I mean, there's. But I think you're all touching on the same concept that the Turi Evan says about this teretz, the Rander von Ramban, that this teretz has no time. There's no svar to this. He says, what do you mean, guf, not guf? It doesn't matter. Is she mechuyev to do it or not? If she's mechuyev to do it, and there's a zman there, it's a mitzvah seish zman grama. And she's mechuyev to do it, and there's no zman. What do you mean, mechalik, between guf and not guf, with her guf, to her guf, without her guf, to the kid, to not kid, to get a shliach? If she's mechuyev to do it,
then...
Can we just come out of the closet and say that that's Balmatish?
Well, it's the Ron and the Rabban. Okay.
That's Balmatish.
This is the Ron. This is most Rishonim go with this Teretz. The Ron, the Ritvan, the Ramban.
And who says that it's not a valid Teretz?
The Turi Evan. The Turi Evan says, he says his Lashon is, Ein Tam L'Sfar Zu.
Wow.
He throws it right out. And that's why probably he says his own tarets and Tyson's tarets. He says, there's no pshat in this. What do you mean? The guf, not guf? Who cares guf, not guf? Is she mechliv to do it or not? If she's mechliv to do it, then it's mitzvah
seishas. That's pretty good.
I don't know.
Is he a rishon?
Okay, so I mean, they're not really so marach. That's the problem. Yeshua is marach a little bit more on their pshatim, but they just say that if it's tali in her guf, so then it's mitzvah seishas man grama, she's going to be potter. But if it's not tali in her guf, then the mitzvah seishas man grama is not going to get you off. Okay, so really, the stipler brings this as a kash. He says, what's the svara in this teretz? Okay, now this is why they call him the stipler guy. So he says like this. He says they don't mean this balabatisha guf and not guf. They don't mean this. Does she do it to her guf? Does she wrap the tefillin on her arm? Is she cutting? Does she do it? That's not what they mean. The disciple says like this. And really, it's good to see it inside because it's a big kiddush. It's a kedushin simon lamed beis. So he says like this. You have to look at where the chiyuv is coming from. That's this. Where's the chiyuv coming from? Is the chiyuv because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants her to do something? Or is the chiyuv coming because something has to be done to something else, and you're just happen to be the person achroi to do that? Okay, it's a little bit of a doctistic alum de shavar. So he says like this. By bris mila, just to make it simple, by bris mila, the chiyuv is really the kid has to get a bris mila. The kid is mechuyev bris mila. That's where the chiyuv is coming from. Now the kid is 8 days old. He doesn't know. He can't hire the mohel, so he can't do it. So what we do is the Torah says, since the kid is 8 days old and he can't, so the father who has a chiyuv achrayus on the kid, who has a chiyuv to mechanech the kid, then that chiyuv now transfers to the father because his original chiyuv of chinuch and achrayus. Now I'm saying chinuch and achrayus because he interchanges this. He keeps saying, he says achrayus and chinuch at the same time. I don't know exactly if he means like it's a chiyuv chinuch, that you have a chiyuv chinuch, or it's just like he's in the position that he's achray for his kid, so therefore he has to take care of him. You know, he interchanges those terms. That's why I'm interchanging them. So he says, the disciple says like this, the chiyuv mila is on the kid. The chiyuv chinuch is on the father. So the father has to go do the mila to the kid. Same thing with the mother. The chiyuv mila is on the kid. The mother now, because of her chiyuv chinuch, which is not a mitzvah seishas man grama, she has a chiyuv to be mechanech her children at all times. She has to go do a bris mila. Now, when can a bris mila be done? A bris mila can be done only 8 days. But that, when you look at that chiyuv and that zman, that you look at with the kid. You don't look at her. Because her chiyuv is coming out of chiyuv achrayis, a chiyuv chinuch. That chiyuv chinuch follows her forever. Now, where do you find a beautiful example of this? Mamash, a beautiful example. Everybody knows the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah with Hilni Amalka. So Hilni Amalka, she was sitting in the sukkah with her kids. And all her kids were under the age of bar mitzvah. They weren't mechiv to sitting in the sukkah. And the Gemara learns out there that she's being mechanech her children. Right? So the question is, wait a minute. What's the obvious kasha? She's a woman. Her father, like the father's not around. So it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. She doesn't have to go make her kids sit in the sukkah. Why should she make her kids sit in the sukkah? It's a mitzvah seishas man grama. She's pater. Elamai, the pshat says, no, she has a chiyuv chinuch. The kids have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah for the zman of sukkahs. So she has to go make sure that her kids do that mitzvah properly. The way to do that mitzvah properly is to do it during sukkahs. You make your kids sit in the sukkah during Pesach time, you're not being mekayim that mitzvah. So it's really her chiyuv chinuch which is kicking in over here. So the same thing with the father, it's chiyuv chinuch. So therefore, that's what the Rishonim are saying, that's what it means, that if it's talin or guf or not a guf, that doesn't mean guf or not a guf. It means that if her chiv is coming mitzad a chiv achrayis on the kid and not a chiv that she has to do to herself or a chiv anything like that, so then it's not going to be considered a mitzvah. She's
not
guf.
Not nigeh as my grandma, that's what you're saying.
Exactly. Chiyuv chinuch is forever. You always have
to have a pump, the zman of when they have to do that mitzvah at certain times.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when a father does a bris mila on his son, he's not being a mitzvah mila, he's being a mitzvah chinuch?
So I
make a whole lot of
don't
sense.
Say
chinuch. Chinuch
sounds
the yeah, the
yeah,
bracha's
on mila. Yeah,
and
so
also, what if he does it without a
see, he doesn't really. That's like I don't think he means that it's a chiyuv chinuch. He's not turning this into chiyuv. I think it's funny. He says, "Inyan chiyuv ha'avu." Shachrayis mitzvahs haben mutal al ha'av. V'hagoyrim l'chiyuv ha'av hu chiyuvay shel v'haben.
I understand. Isn't that
enough? Okay. So he says, "Afal pisha ben katan." Listen, "Afal pisha ben katan ve'enai bechiyuv mitzvahs." He's a ben katan. Now, mikamakim hachefza. It's like all the yeshiva, all the lamedisha terms. Mikamakim hachefza de ben who mechuyev b'mila va'achrayis kiyum hamitzvah boy muto al ha'av. So,
I understand why you would say the term chinuch,
but it defaults exactly to the father because the kid can't do it.
The father has the chiyuv.
The thing is,
the kid is chayiv in it, and since he can't,
you're right. It goes on to the father. Mike, the chiyuv is on the father, but he's saying, where is this chiyuv?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. The chiyuv is really...
It comes from the fact that you have to be mechanism.
Right, so...
that's why you have the chiyuv.
Yeah, so like it's an interesting chiyuv. So at the end of the day, you're mechuyev to give him bris mila during the 8 days, and that's a real chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. But since it's like getting him to like the tamei, you know. But then he says it. But then his raya that women are mechuyev because he brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin that Isha is mechuyeves bechinuch. So yeah, I mean, there's got a machlokes about the chinuch is right. Okay, but kipshut is rabbanon. But that's where he's coming from. He's coming that you see, Nisha's mechuyev mechinuch. So then, so yeah. So I mean, this is where he's.
So that
could be the problem. So yeah. So this is the style. Okay, that's how he wants to answer. Yeah, so that's how he says. That's the pshat. When they say if it's Tali in her guf, it's a mitzvah aser zman grama, means that if the chiyuv is coming you mitzad yourself, if the chiyuv is mutul on you because of yourself, not because of anybody else, right? You should know, Gada, that because of this teretz, because of the Ran Rivan Raman, not the way the disciple is learning, the way that you pashal in the Ran Rivan, that anything that's not on her guf, she's not pata from. So the Minchas Chinuch in many places, he'll say that whenever you have a mitzvah on something else, like Shvius, and other places, he'll say that according to the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramban, she'd be mechuyev. It's not considered she's not gonna be pathic because mitzvah she's not grammar. But according to the way the disciples are learning, no, you don't look at it so guf or not guf. You look at it like, where's the chiyuv coming from? Who's mechuyev here? Who's really mechuyev here? Kid's mechuyev or hers? She's mechuyev. So here, really,
this is the only case that this really applies is Mila.
Oh, okay. So this is the kasha. The kasha is.
Before you go to the kasha, are you just saying that the stipler is saying that the mitzvah of the parents is because of chinuch and not because they have the mitzvah of Mila?
So we don't want to say it.
What is he saying?
So it seems that he's saying is that you're right. He has a chiyuv Mila. He has a chiyuv Mila. But where's the chiyuv Mila coming from? Is it because the Torah wanted to be mitzvah the father to that he has a chiyuv to go do bris Mila, or is that the Torah wanted the kid to be mechuyev in Mila, but the father, you're in a position that can facilitate that. So therefore, we're going to be mechayev you also. But it's not like the chiyuv is where the Torah wants to give you a chiyuv now of giving a kid a bris Mila. The kid wants the kid to have a chiyuv bris Mila. You're in the best position to make sure that happens, so we're going to be mechayev you also.
So what is the chiyuv on the father? Is it achray or is it Mila?
So it's Mila, but it's coming from an achrayis standpoint. It's not coming from, you know, a chiyuv for you to sit in the sukkah.
She made the mitzvah for 8 days. Obviously,
Because
that's just chinuch. The Torah's never mechuyev. The Torah's never mechuyev a kid to shake a lulav really.
There's no chiyuv on the cotton.
Right.
Chiyuv on the cotton that gets imputed to the father. By Milo, there's a chiyuv on the kid that gets imputed all the way.
Why is there a difference?
No, because by bris mila, because the Torah never said that a kaddish chayiv to shake a lulav.
That's the way God made it.
The way that the disciples are learning, the chiyuv is really on the kid. The chefs of the chiyuv is the chefs of the chiyuv is on the kid.
It's impossible for him to do it.
He can't do it. So the best person fit for it is the father of the mother. So now the father and the mother are in the best position to do it, so they should do it. But once you have that separation, that the chiyuv is not really on you, the chiyuv is on the kid. So now that takes it out of the parsha of mitzvah seishes man grama, and that's what you see from sukkah. I mean, that's what his raya is from sukkah. That's why the mother was sitting with her kids in the sukkah, even though she batsim is not mechuyev in sukkah. Okay, it's a very lamedish thing, you know. Anyway, fine. So the kash is like this. The kash on the stipend is that by tzitzis, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether tzitzis is... This is actually a kasha on the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramban. We'll see this. Like disciples learning, it's not a kasha. The kasha is really on the Rishonim that say that if it's Talion or Guf, then she's not Mechayiv. Then Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama is going to pater her. And if it's not Talion or Guf, so then Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama is not going to pater. Right, so then the kasha is like this. There's Machlokes by Tzitzis, whether Tzitzis is a Chiv on the Gavra or a Chiv on the Beged. Okay? What's be the difference? The difference is like this. Somebody goes and buys a beged, four-cornered beged. When is there a chiv for the guy to put on tzitzis? Is there a chiv when he puts it on? Or is there a chiv? No, once you buy a four-cornered beged, even if it's sitting in your drawer, you got to put on tzitzis. Okay, this is machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara also very clearly, like I just read to you in Daf Lamed Daled, says that tzitzis is a mitzvah aseh shezman gam. No chaylkim. Everybody agrees to that. Now, if tzitzis is a mitzvah aseh shezman grama, right? According to the Ran and the Ritva, if the chiv is on the beged, not on her guf, the chiv is on the beged, so then she should be mechuyev. There should be no ptur of mitzvah aseh shezman grama.
To put the tzitzis on
the beged
is the mitzvah?
Exactly.
Or is it...
Exactly.
Where?
Right. The machlekes in the Gemara is whether the mitzvah, the chiv tzitzis is on the person that... Or the chiv on the beged. Now, if the chiv is on the beged, and even if you're not going to put it on, sitting in your drawer, you still have a chiv to put on tzitzis according to the Ma'an Omer. Okay?
What about the betur of Risem Oso at night? Did you have...
Okay, I know. I don't want to get involved with the whole sugya. I just want to... It's a very, very...
Very... If it's a chavtza, then...
If the chiv is on the beged, so then if you just buy a four-corner beged, you got to put on tzitzis on the beged. Even if you're not going to wear it.
Right. So
even if it's sitting in your drawer. But so if that's the pshat, so then according to the Rishonim that say that a woman is only mechuyev, that a woman only gets a ptur of mitzvah aseh shezman grama if it's on her guf, something that she has to do to her guf. Here, it's not something she has to do to her guf, something she has to do to a beged. So women should be mechuyev according to the Ma'an Dominak. Now, this Gemara doesn't say that. It depends. The Gemara should say, well, if you hold tzitzis is a chiv on the person, so then mitzvah aseh shezman grama will pat to you. But like the Ma'an Dama that holds that it's a chiv on the beged, then Mrs. Shizma Grom is not going
to
pat
you.
You
said the word of guf and not guf is anything she's doing with her, that she has to do. So
right, so wait, I'm without the stipa for a second, because the stipa is
good.
Okay, yeah, so then...
Without the stipa.
Right, so the way that the Rishonim learn Kipshutai, this is also, I mean, you can do it with a shliach also. Oh, let's learn like the Pnei Yeshua. Because that's just the easiest way. If you can do it with her sleeves.
It's just to have the tzitzis on the beged. She doesn't have to do it herself.
Right.
So it can be that same. Okay.
So then, according to the Ran, the Ritva, and the Ramban, these are mostly Rishonim learning. This Gemara is very shver. The Gemara should say, it depends whether you hold the chiv tzitzis is on. And really, this is Tosis Kasha. If you look at Lamed Aleph, Tosis asks this Kasha. Very similar Kasha to that Kasha. He doesn't ask on the Rishonim, obviously. He asks a little differently. But he's being Maramis to this type of Kasha. Okay, so what do we do with those Rishonim? But like disciples learning is beautiful. Because the way disciples learning is that who has the chiv here? You don't look at where's the chiv being done. Is the chiv being done to something else? Where's the chiv stemming from? Where's it coming from? So even if you hold the chiv is on the beged, the only reason why the chiv is on the beged, this is before from the Gemara, the only reason why the chiv is on the beged is because you might come to wear it one day. Because you might wear it, so then you have to have a chiv on the beged. It's not just... For example, is the haraya. If a guy buys a beged and he buys it for his tachrich, he wants to wear it when he dies. There's no chiv to wear. There's no chiv to put on tzitzis. No matter what you hold, no matter if you hold the chiv on the beged, if a chiv on the person, doesn't matter. Because the only chiv to tzitzis, the maman of shach, whichever man damer you hold, like, even if you hold the chiv on the beged, the question is just: when are you mechuyev to put it on? If you hold the chiv on the beged, so you're mechuyev to put it on right away. Why? Because one day you might put it on. So therefore, we're going to make you put it on right now. So if that's the pshat, so according to the style, but it's very good. Of course, she's mechayiv to do it because the chi is really coming from her. The real chi is coming from her. So abizay, it's a mitzvah seish, it's a mitzvah grama. Because of my she patra and that. Okay, now lefi this, we're going to take this one step weiter. Okay, one step weiter. Lefi this like this. Mitzvah chinuch has a shayla. Once a kid hits bar mitzvah. Okay, the father was away, whatever, he wasn't able to do bris milah.
So, what was the last thing you said? So, Mila, she's potter, the fiyas diver, because it's mitzvah shereg
man. Right. Because even if you hold the chiv on the beged, like these rishayim.
Even if you hold it on the beged.
Even if the chiv is on the beged, Where's the chiyuv coming from?
You're gonna
the
wear
disciple
it.
Looks
but
like weird.
There,
right.
But why is the mitzvah says I'm not grumbling?
Because I'm you're not you're patra at night.
When you
you're
wear
still patra at night.
Still
yeah, but you have to have it on the beged all the time, no?
No, I mean that's I mean you can unravel it at night. I mean the
oh, you, so, oh, I didn't realize that. So you're saying if the chiyuv's on the beged.
No, but yeah, the way the kibshuta learns that if the chiyuv's on something else, then you have to do it no matter what the zman is. If the zman is patra at night or chayv a day. She would still have to do it because it's not in her guf. The only tour of mitzvah seishas nine gram is only when some mitzvah she's doing to her guf, like tefillin. She's wrapping tefillin on her guf, so then since tefillin's not like at night, so then she doesn't have to put on tefillin. But any time you have a chiyuv that's being done to something else, so it doesn't matter if that thing is time constrained.
Right.
She still has to do it. There's no p'tur according to those rishonim. So b'zoy, if it's chiyuv on the baguette, she should be mechayev to do it. But like this type is very good because the way the disciple is learning is that you always look where the chiv is coming from.
Yeah.
Is the chiv coming from the beged? Does the beged care? The beged doesn't care. All right, if you're buying a beged to put on to a mace, you don't have to put on tzitzis. Right? There's nothing to do with the beged. The chiv is really coming from the person because the person is going to wear it, and we have a mitzvah for isa meisam. So therefore, you have to see. So then the chiv starts already as soon as you buy the beged.
Why is it that why some mitzvahs shows my grandma feel the chiv is on the beged?
Because at night you're still potter.
You're potter
to wear it.
To wear it, but
yeah.
The chiv is on the beged is always no.
No, the chiv.
But it's all,
no, it would be also potter
on.
You'd also be potter
on
that.
Do the mitzvah.
Because the whole thing is, it's all tali v'risa myself also. I mean,
I
you can't get out of v'risa
myself. Again, no, so maybe I'm just misunderstanding. Not like it's whether it's on the beged or the gaga. I mean, so how do you learn it? If it's on the beged, then what? That means you have to put even if your beged.
As soon as you buy a beged, you have to put on tzitzis, whether you're going to wear it or not. I mean, whether you're actually putting it on now or not.
I understand.
You want to wear it in a year.
Saying, okay. And
but if you buy a beged with no intention
no,
of ever wearing it.
If you buy that beged and you have to put it on, when does it have to be on the beged?
Exactly. That's the machlokes. Oh, no. Then it would, no, everyone is masking, but it doesn't have to be put on at night. If you want to unravel it at night.
Either way, whether you're on the gavra or chavsa, it's only during the day.
Right.
Okay,
100%.
Over.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you're always going to be potter, but according to the Rishonim, that's not going to get you out of it. Because
right.
Since it's not on her guf, so it doesn't matter if it says man grama. She's still going to be mechayev.
Is there any mitzvah that's only on the chatzah? It doesn't come from being on the gavra up to that way?
Yeah.
How could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. How are you going to have a thing that just...
It's only on
you always have to do the mitzvah.
A mica.
Huh?
A mica.
Oh, a maca? You have to put up the maka.
Yeah, that's...
Shlomo just said, is there...
That also
stems
from... It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
That stems from the
faith. It's a mitzvah that there should be a maka there. If the maka was there before, there's no mitzvah to do it. It's a chefza lishazah.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, but I think she's asking, like, is there any... Every time you have a chefza where the person doesn't have to go do it. I don't know how you're ever going to find that. When you have a chiv on the chefza that the person doesn't have to do, I don't think that's ever shy.
Nobody can get up there.
Okay, so now...
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. So much if you buy
well,
okay,
fine.
Maka, you're not
going to
go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the hechatimsa, but
okay,
fine. So now the thing's like this. Okay, now that we have this stipler, this beautiful stipler, that maybe we understand, maybe we don't understand. I'm not sure, you know. But the minchas chinuch has a shy like this. Let's say a kid hits bar mitzvah, okay, and the father never did a bris milah. So, is the father still mechuyev after he hits bar mitzvah?
No, the kid is.
Once the kid hits bar mitzvah.
Once the kid hits bar mitzvah.
Then.
Oh, so does the father still have a chiyev or not?
No.
According to the standards, no.
Oh, okay. So you're already touching on the Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch brings a raya from our Taisus on Chavtes Amad Aleph that of course the father has a chiyev. Beautiful raya. He's a beautiful raya. He says Taisus has a kasha. That the chayra mila is a mitzvah asei shez man grama, right? Why? Because the first 7 days. Right? So he says, no, it's okay because it's mamshech forever. But wait a second. Yom and Laila. Okay, we're going like the man of Moses that you can do a Yom and Laila. But what happens when you hit 13? It's off. So vaitres, a mitzvah asei shez man grama once the boy hits 13. Elamai, zok the mitzvah chinuch, like Tysus, it's mavur that the father still has the chiyuv. But like Shlomo just said, like the way the stipler is learning the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramban, that it really the chiyuv's out zachray is. So once the kid is zachray for himself, then the chiyuv's off. So really, we can say that the Milchus just leaves it at Taisus. He just brings drive Taisus and he says that's it. But like the way we're learning the stipler, the Rishayim over here, the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramban, You can say this is Tali, this machlek, the same machlek, this is Tali, whether the father's chiv is going to go off. And what's the nafkamina, by the way? Pashad. This is the way the Menachos Chinuch says it. I mean, he has rayas misama. He just says it. He says that, no, because if the father's chiv stays on, let's say there's a machlek between the father and the son. The father wants to do it, and the son wants to do it. Who gets kedima? Mm-hmm. So Menachos Chinuch learns that if the father's chiv came first, he gets kedima. Even though the son's machlek also, the father's chiv comes first, he gets kedima. So that's gonna be the nafkamina between these two pshat, the machine Taisus and Rand and Vanarvan, the way those disciples learning. Okay, now I just wanna
Kedima practically speak. All right, forget it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's.
Let's not go away.
As he says,
what do you learn from this concept that when the kid becomes 13?
So I'm learning from the.
Yeah.
I'm learning from the stipler that the way the stipler is learning the Rishayim, if the chiv on the father is really only a chiv achrayas.
Yes.
It's really because he's just in a position that makes some sense for him to do the bris milah. Once the kid hits 13, he's a bar chayuv. He can take care of it himself. He doesn't need his father to be achray on him anymore. His father's not achray on him, so the kid has to do it himself. So the whole chayuv is coming out achray. So as soon as the kid becomes achray, the father's gone.
Yes.
So once he hits bar mitzvah, the father's gone.
So what is that?
So the father's not achray
about mitzvah sensations with grandma then.
No, nothing. This is just on this shaila, whether once a kid hits bar mitzvah.
If he tells us you bring your rye, that
it is a mitzvah. Yeah.
But is the kid also going to become a chuyiv, or the kid will never? It's only the father the whole time.
Well, yeah, the kid also becomes a chuyiv. Yeah.
It's also
if the father is.
The chaylor is saying it'll be zikr only the kid.
Right. Because as soon as the kid becomes a cry for himself, then it's good.
So once the kid becomes a cry for himself, the father's key falls off? Or continues?
Right. According to the stipler?
Yes.
Yeah, according to the stipler, once the kid becomes a cry for himself,
yes,
then the father's key is gone.
And what about according to the other shita?
Right, so according to Taisus, no. The father's key would stay
continue.
On. Right. And that's what we're saying. We're saying it's Tali, and this machloik is the same machloik as how to answer this kasha. Over here in Chavtes Amalav, that's going to be Tali whether you hold that once a kid is bar mitzvah, you're going to be the father's kid is going to stay on or go off.
Very good.
Okay, so now I just want to leave with a little word on the parsha also, because in case we don't want to say this whole shtickl to Friday night, so then even though there's time now, but
I thought the whole shiur was on the parsha.
Well, So this week's parsha, the parsha's Lech Lecha, it says that Avraham Avinu, Hashem is Mavtiach, that Avraham Avinu is going to have a kid. And the pasuk says, Vehemen b'Hashem, v'yachshaveh aloi tzedaka. And he believed Hashem, and v'yachshaveh aloi tzedaka. And Hashem, the way Rashi learns, Hashem considered it a tzedaka. They considered it like a righteousness of Avraham Avinu that he believed, that he trusted him. Okay?
Trusted him in what?
That he's going to have a kid. Avraham was Mavtiach, to him, he's going to have a kid. So the question Ramosha Feinstein asked, Darsh Moshe asked, he says, what do you mean by Yachshavel Leit Tzedakah? Is it a Tzedakah or is it not a Tzedakah? If it was like a kunst to for him to believe Hashem, so then, you know, it's a Tzedakah. If it's not a kunst, so then what's the Yachshavel Leit Tzedakah? It's not a kunst for Avraham Avinu anymore.
What do you mean, consider it?
Means that he considered it. Like, he considered it a righteousness.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean he considered it? It sounds like it really wasn't a righteousness, but he considered it a righteousness. Like, he did him a favor.
Oh.
So, if trusting Hashem when you're 99 years old for Avraham Avinu is a righteousness, so then he should say it. And it was a righteousness for Avraham Avinu. And if it's not, so then what's this for Yachshavel Leit Tzedakah? So Moshe Fein says a beautiful Yisayit. He says that when someone, and this is basically what he says also with the Chavetz Chaim, it talks about this a lot. He says that when someone works on himself and he reaches a certain mila, so something that was hard for you when you were younger, and you worked on yourself and now it's not hard for you anymore. So even though now it's easy for you, but since that only came through all your work, the Rebbeinu Shalom pays you schar as if it's still hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his Vayachshavel. It's like, of course it wasn't hard for Avraham Avinu lived through it his whole life, being by Teach and Hashem, and everything. The whole thing, he's now 100 years old, now Hashem says, I'm going to give you a kid. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to believe you now on this one. No, of course he's going to believe him. But since, you know, it took work to get you to throw himself into Kivshan HaEsh, so Hashem considered it to him like the biggest chayr he's going to get for that mitzvah. And he says, the Chavetz Chaim says that this is This is so clearly and it's so easy, he says. Like he said by Lashon Hara. He talks about Lashon Hara, but it's also true by everything. So by Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara is so hard to watch yourself from. And it's really, really hard. Especially in the beginning, he says. It's so hard, you're gonna get caught, you're gonna speak Lashon Hara, you're gonna make resolves, and then you're gonna fail, and it's gonna continue, and you're gonna give up. He says, don't give up. Because you're gonna keep working hard, and then at some point, he says, it's gonna become easy. And when it becomes easy, after that time you're gonna get this chara as if it's always hard for you. So this is the yisoy that we always have. You know, if somebody has a hard thing, you know, we see this all the time. People who have a hard thing, you work on it, and it becomes easy for you. Hashem is such a goyim chesed that he makes it as if you have this chara, as if it's hard.
Wow. That's great.
Next week we just got a short